This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, November 20th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Lawmakers craft Extension Plus. Summit refiles for approval in South Dakota and Senate R's ready to educate RFK Jr. Here's a programming note. Daybreak will not be published the week of November 25th. It'll return Monday, December 2nd. Market loss relief under development on the Hill. Key lawmakers are working on a two-pronged approach to help row crop producers who've been hit by the downturn in commodity markets. A lot of work remains to be done, but the goal is to attach some kind of ag relief to a one-year farm bill extension in December. The package could provide immediate assistance to producers, possibly through crop insurance premium reimbursements, as well as higher price supports going forward. In an interview with AgriPulse, the top Republican of the Senate Ag Committee, John Bozeman of Arkansas, described the twin goals this way. He said, "We need a situation where you provide some economic assistance for this terrible year we've had this year, and then also, looking forward, we need to be in a situation where we increase the safety net so that farmers will be able to go to their banks and borrow the money they're going to need." Now take note, there's also talk of rolling into the Farm Bill Extension Plus unspent conservation program funding from the Inflation Reduction Act. Politics is the art of the possible, so we just have to get into the negotiations and see what we can get, said Representative Dusty Johnson of South Dakota, speaking to AgriPulse. Now, for more on the emerging aid package, you can read our weekly AgriPulse newsletter. Summit files for new route in South Dakota. Summit Carbon Solutions has reapplied to South Dakota's Public Utilities Commission for approval of about 700 miles of pipeline in the state to transport liquefied carbon dioxide for sequestration. The PSC rejected the company's initial route a year ago. The new path includes major reroutes in four counties, Summit said. The five-state, 2,500-mile project would take liquid carbon dioxide from 57 ethanol plants. It's seen as critical to building a market for low-carbon ethanol and sustainable aviation fuel. State of play. Landowners' opposition, litigation, and regulatory delays have forced Summit to push back its original construction schedule. The company now says it will begin construction in early 2026, operations starting in 2027. Senate R's ready to educate RFK Jr. on ag. Republican lawmakers say they're prepared to engage with and educate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on agricultural issues after Donald Trump picked him as to be Secretary of Health and Human Services. Kennedy has long criticized U.S. agriculture practices, including pesticide use and the overall food system. Senate Republicans are chalking up these comments to a lack of understanding of agriculture. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa told reporters yesterday that many of the concerns the ag sector has with Kennedy wouldn't necessarily fall under the jurisdiction of HHS, although the department does include FDA. "I'm not scared right now of anything he said," Grassley told reporters yesterday. "Maybe after I meet with him and have some discussion with him, I will be very, very concerned, but not right now. HHS needs reform. We've got to find ways to get healthier," said Senator John Hovind of North Dakota. On the ag side, he's got some things we're going to have to talk about, but I'm hopeful that I can bring some of that ag perspective to him. You can read more about how Kennedy could influence food and nutrition regulations as HHS Secretary in this week's newsletter. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Cassidy argues pollution fee revenue could offset 2025 tax cuts. Senate Finance Committee member Bill Cassidy, the Louisiana Republican, says he wants what he calls foreign pollution fee legislation included in a GOP tax bill Congress will debate next year. He says the projected revenues could offset the cost of tax cuts. I think it's thoroughly consistent with what the Trump administration wants to do, and since it does raise revenue, I would love to have it included, Cassidy told AgriPulse. Introduced last year, Cassidy's legislation would impose a fee on imports of manufactured goods with a pollution intensity greater than 10% higher than the equivalent products manufactured in the U.S. The senator, who also sits on the Energy and Natural Resources Committee, said the proposal, quote, could raise as much as $1 trillion over 10 years. Advisors close to Trump have been in discussions with House Ways and Means Committee leadership about assembling a broad tax package next year that would be partially paid for by tariffs, Politico reported earlier this month. While Cassidy said he has not raised the prospect of using the pollution fee as an offset for tax cuts with the Trump transition team, he's optimistic that in Trump's orbit, they would be receptive. Now, take note. Robert Lighthizer, quote, has advocated for something such as this, Cassidy said. In Lighthizer's book, No Trade is Free, the former U.S. trade representative who has been an informal advisor to the Trump-Vance transition team expressed his support for a carbon border adjustment mechanism that levies extra tariffs on carbon-intensive imports. I think it's very consistent with free trade, with classical economics, with what Lighthizer has talked about, and with what we want to do with taxes, Cassidy added. New Mexico lawmakers press for speedy resolution to Rio Grande dispute. Five New Mexico Democrats are urging the Departments of Justice and the Interior to quickly resolve ongoing litigation between Texas, New Mexico, and Colorado over the sharing of water from the Rio Grande, noting that the uncertainty stemming from the ongoing dispute, quote, imperils the ability of water users to prepare for more common and more extreme droughts in the Rio Grande Basin. In a letter, Senators Martin Heinrich and Ben Ray Luan and Representative Melanie Stansbury Gab Vasquez and Teresa Ledger Fernandez said that nearly every part of New Mexico experienced some form of drought this year. FDA seeks information on PFAS in seafood. FDA wants scientific data and information related to PFAS in seafood to inform its efforts to limit dietary exposure to the substances. The agency issued a request for information on the topic and encouraged the seafood industry, academia, state and federal agencies to submit comments by February 18. Testing for PFAS substances in the general food supply has indicated that seafood may be at a higher risk for environmental contamination, according to the FDA. Still, the agency said data is limited for PFAS contamination in many seafood types. Well, here's today's final word. It's just disappointing that we had a really good opportunity in an entire term to get a farm bill done in a bipartisan manner, and both sides failed. That represented Max Miller, the Ohio Republican. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, November 20th, brought to you by Watkins & Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.